This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Amboy is a Bahasa Indonesia catchphrase that confers an expression of amazement. We also use it here in Malaysia, maybe not so commonly. It's also a name for business specializing in Indonesian cake started by Jenny Garcia. And this was my search for cake lapis, also popular in Sarawak, while I was here in KL because I couldn't get home for the Lunar New Year. So good morning, Jenny. Apa kabar?
Good morning, Freda. I'm
baik-baik saja. So, you've been making classic Indonesian cakes since 2009.
Yes, correct.
Right. So, tell me, was it here in Indonesia or was it in Malaysia?
I first started. I started in Indonesia when I just gave birth to my first son. And I got nothing else to do except taking care of my son. So. Why don't I start doing my cakes? Because my mother-in-law also likes to eat kue lapis.
Right.
So that's how it starts, me learning how to do kue lapis.
Right. So it wasn't something like your mother taught you?
No. Actually, my mother doesn't know how to make cakes. She only knows how to cook. So it started from my friend in secondary who teach me how to do sponge cake.
Right.
And I keep learning, and I found out that my mother-in-law likes kue lapis. Uh-huh. And then I came to my cousin who knows how to do kue lapis, and I learned from there.
Okay. It started from there. So it wasn't something, so in school, you started something very simple, and then now you've evolved into other things. And so you decided to start a shop. Why did you, because you were, when did you decide to start a shop?
I decided to start a shop since I make quite numbers of kue lapis and there is a lot of good response. A lot of people are actually ordering from me. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking like, why not? I open a shop and I have independence in financial as well.
Right. Okay. So it was like you were making it from home before you decided to start a shop.
Homemade.
Oh, it was homemade. Okay. Now, this is in Kota Damansara, your shop. So that's been around for how many years now?
It's been around for almost 2 years.
Oh, 2 years. What was it like last year, you know, when we had MCO and all that?
Well, the first hit of MCO is quite affecting to our business because we don't know what to do. We were doing as a retail. Mm-hmm. And then we evolved to online shopping, online sales.
Right.
And it's actually working quite well after that.
Okay. So then from the online, you realized that actually people were still ordering and you didn't really... Yeah. But the shop is still... people still like going to the shop, right?
Oh, it's still, yeah. A lot of people is now doing the walk-ins. Mm-hmm. And I recommend them to pre-book first everything because we like to make the cake as fresh as it can.
Right. Okay. Now, I'm just looking through the things that you have, right? And so you have this lapis legit, right? Which is cake lapis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
It is cake lapis.
Is that your own name or is that what it's called in Indonesia?
It is what it's called in Indonesia, lapis legit.
I see. So only in Malaysia we call it cake lapis. And of course, you have other things as well, right? And this is another thing, which is Bika Ambon.
Bika Ambon, yeah. Bika Ambon actually is quite popular in Indonesia. Mm. And surprisingly, a lot of Malaysians also like Bika Ambon. And it's hard to get in Malaysia.
Right.
You know why? Because the making is quite hard.
Okay.
And I learned this. I failed so many times.
Okay.
Until I get it perfect. And this cake is quite sensitive as well.
Right.
It get hardened quite fast.
Yes.
And the... People have to know how to handle this cake. Like if it gets hardened, you need to steam it back or how to keep it longer.
Right.
Kind of thing. But we try to keep educating our customers.
Okay. And that involves, this cake involves steaming and baking and it's a long process.
It's involved baking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a long process because first you have to ferment it for around 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
And then you have to bake it for another hour. So
right.
In total, maybe you will need around 3.5 to 4 hours to get this cake done.
Okay. And then what about sarang semut?
Sarang semut actually a little bit more or less same with bika ambon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more faster because the fermentation doesn't take that long compared
right.
to bika ambon.
Right.
And the texture as well is the same. But sarang semut is more to cake gula hangus. It's a caramel cake.
Right, okay. So that's why when I chance upon it, you can find some of this in Sarawak, right? And I find that it just reminds me of home.
Yes. Yeah, but the Sarawak one compared to lapis legit, there is a slight difference.
Mm-hmm.
We using a lapis spicok spices,
mm-hmm.
which contain a few spices in it like cardamom, cinnamon.
Yeah.
And yeah. So there is a little bit different in the taste and flavor.
Right. To do all these cakes, from cake lapis to sarang semut and bika ambon, are the ingredients easily found here?
Yes, yes. It's easily found here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's good. It's a positive thing because we can get it fresh from here.
Mm. Okay.
Rather than we import it from Indonesia.
Right. You know, to start the shop, right, how to start a physical shop and to do online, right, what is the difference and why is it important to have a physical shop?
Well, it's part of the marketing as well because we would like to showcase to our customers that we are professional. We
mm-hmm.
have everything are checked by KKM,
mm.
all the hygiene,
right.
Everything is under controller.
Right. So the importance of a physical shop is that it gives people an assurance as well. And I guess people can walk in and try.
Yes, true.
Right. Okay. And the reason why you decided to start in that location?
The reason why, actually, because the rental price, to
be okay.
honest.
Right, okay.
Yes.
And, you know, like, so when you came up with these cakes, do Malaysians appreciate these cakes and know of these cakes?
Yeah, they love it. They mm. especially, they love the lapis legit.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of them, they told me that they really miss this cake.
Mm.
Lapis legit and bika ambon, but because they cannot fly out to Indonesia, and
yes.
then they found my shop, and they're really happy because the taste is the same with Indonesian one.
It's ori.
Yeah, ori.
All right, I'm here speaking to Jenny Gracia from Amboy. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Brand friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. I'm here with Jenny Gracia from Amboy. This is a shop that sells all sorts of Indonesian cakes, right? And, you know, I chanced upon it when I couldn't find some of these cakes here in... Because in Sarawak, you know, the cake lapis is similar to the lapis legit, right? And called differently there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you have a commercial kitchen?
Yes, we do. We
okay.
have a commercial kitchen behind our shop.
Right, okay. And do you employ a lot of people?
We currently have 5 staff
mm-hmm.
in our shop,
mm-hmm.
3 kitchen staff and 1 admin,
mm-hmm.
and another one is an in-house rider.
Right. Is it easy to find staff?
To be honest, it's a bit challenging,
mm.
especially for kitchen staff. But once you get the right person and they have the willingness to learn,
mm.
Everything seems okay.
Right. You know, you have a shop in Kota Damansara. Do you plan to open more outlets or just the one outlet and do more aggressively online?
We actually plan to expand our shop,
mm-hmm.
but at the moment we are focusing on our products because I want to offer more and more products, not only lapis legit, bika ambon or sarang semut,
mm-hmm.
but more unique products that Malaysian not really familiar of.
Okay.
That is quite challenging for us.
Right. So tell me, what are you bringing? Because I know I went to your shop and then I went for the sambal.
Yeah. We're going to launch sambal as well,
mm-hmm.
Indonesian sambal, which is very, very spicy.
Mm.
I should warn you first.
Yes.
And then we now launching jamu. It's a herbal drink made of turmeric, asam jawa, and gula melaka. This one to boost immunity, and this jamu actually is a traditional drink, a herbal drink in Indonesia as well.
Right, right.
Another more products coming soon. We're going to launch bit by bit.
Right, okay.
To introduce our customers.
So right now your marketing is very social media driven, right?
Yeah, true. Our marketing only in social media, Facebook and Instagram at the moment.
Mm. And you've also been very aggressive on your online shop, right? So which makes it easy for people to purchase online. So was this already part of the plan, or was it because of the pandemic that, you know?
It's actually because of the pandemic, and we take a U-turn, and right. We have to come up with something, you know, because if we just rely on the physical shop, we cannot survive. So what we do is now we are doing online, and we know that if we do manual, we cannot cope as well with the orders that are coming in. So that is why we launched our website last December. And everything seems quite well.
Okay, so the online has been very popular. So if you were to look at your business in terms of the ratio, people coming to the shop and people buying online, what would it be? Is it 50-50 or more or different?
80% for online.
Oh, wow.
And the rest is walk-in, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And obviously, right, because people aren't traveling, going around much more, and it's easy to just order online.
Yes, it's more convenient for them as well. Because you know, if you go out, you have to find a parking. You have to to go through the jam, everything. So they would prefer to have an online purchaser.
Okay, so I know I asked you. So there are no plans for more physical outlets, not immediately.
Now at the moment we are trying to focus on online. Only, but we are open for any other chances in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, now we are having a kebun by Amboy.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to sell products like vegetables because we have our own greenhouse that sells vegetables hydroponic.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we going to expand to the end product as well.
The end product meaning.
Maybe from the vegetable, we're not only selling the fresh vegetables, but we're also selling like salad, like a sandwich that contains our vegetables.
Okay, so this is going to be the part of the plan, a kebun by Amboy.
Kebun by Amboy, yes.
Right, so and you will, I guess it'll be all online.
Yes.
Okay.
At the moment.
And you have a partner in this business?
Yes, I have a partner for the kebun by Amboy.
Right. Okay.
He is doing the greenhouses.
Okay. So even with your Amboy cakes, you have a partner as well?
A silent partner.
Okay. So you're the one doing all the work.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So, and of course, now you're saying that you're planning to introduce things bit by bit. So this will be the plans for 2021?
Yes. True.
Okay. And how are you planning to grow the Amboy brand?
We are planning to grow at the moment by offering more products for customers so they know that our brand is bigger in terms of product offering.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe we're going to expand our marketing as well.
Right. You know, before all this, right, when you just started as a hobby making cakes in 2009, did you think of doing this as a business like this?
To be honest, no. When I start, I have a very simple mind.
Right.
I just wanna sell lapis. I don't wanna sell anything else because I don't wanna work too much things to do.
Right.
But then, when you go to the floor and then you see the dynamic of business and you feel challenged.
Okay.
You feel challenged to do more and more and more.
Right. So you don't come from a business background?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so this is... So what have you learned about yourself as a business person?
I learned a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to negotiate. I learned leadership in a hard way.
Right.
I learned how to manage making the products how to maintain the qualities,
right.
How to maintain the stocks, everything.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite challenging.
What do you mean by learn leadership in a hard way?
Well, there is up and down, you
right.
know. You face problems
mm.
that you never expected.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's quite challenging for me.
Right, okay. So,
because I do it alone and I actually clueless what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, thankfully, a lot of people surround me that can give me inputs and everything. So I learn.
Right. I wish all the best with your endeavors and that you continue to make this lapis legit because I absolutely love it. Thanks for spending time with me this morning. Jenny Garcia from Amboy. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.